The following program is produced and furnished in conjunction with Kevin Stanfield and Claude Jennings, who are entirely responsible for its content. Sorry, guys, you are on your own. This is the Federal Football Report, a weekly wrap-up of all things burgundy and gold. The Federal Football Report on Federal News Radio. Here are your hosts, Kevin Stanfield and Claude Jennings.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is a show that America loves, man. This is America's fastest growing,
right.
Most popular NFL wrap-up show. It's the Federal Football Report on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. The website's federalnewsradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter at FFRap. Also, Stanfield Kevin, Claude J Radio, and federalnewsradio.com.
You know, I heard mm-hmm. the show is making America great again.
Well, that's what we've tried. We've been trying to do that for 4 years.
That's
and so,
right.
you know,
yeah.
this guy who's trying to do it now, he's late to the party.
I don't understand.
We're trying to make the Redskins great again. The end of another season. What's interesting, we'll talk about this Giants game. 18-10 loss to the Giants to end the season. The Redskins finished 7-9 in an odd kind of way to losing to the Giants, who had been pitiful all season long. And I guess when you take a look at it, neither team really had anything to play for. I mean, as everybody plays for pride, you would hope that getting to 8-8, try to finish off on a positive way, this season would be enough motivation for the team. But really, seemed to be a lack of passion, lack of drive, lack of want to on one end from the Redskins that past game.
Yeah, it would be kind of hard to get up, and you're pretty much fooling yourself when you're trying to make this game matter.
Right.
You know, because you've been bad all year long. You know that you've had some opportunities this year. You let some things slip through your fingers. Some from just a lack of talent standpoint, some of a lack of preparedness, mm-hmm. right? So, yeah.
Injuries played a role, but everybody's injured throughout the season. That happens. But it was a ton of injuries.
I would mention there's a team in Minnesota who lost their starter quarterback and the backup quarterback.
That's right.
And seem to be doing pretty well. Matter of fact, we'll be watching them in the playoffs, right? So, yeah, injuries play a role, but, you know, that situation has to be addressed, too. So, it was... The game itself didn't disappoint me because I had no expectations.
It was just the last football game of the season. All it was. I'm going to watch the last football game of the season.
It made me a little sad because it means there was one less show that we'll be doing. I mean, because it'll be coming to an end pretty soon, and we don't want that to happen. But, you know, it is what it is.
And the game was what it was. I mean, what's interesting is that this is the second week in a row, second year in a row, where you close out against the Giants. And neither team had anything to play for. I mean, but the Giants had, they'd been done. Okay. I mean, if you're on the Giants team, I mean, or a fan, you just can't wait for the season to be over. They had nothing else to play for. And not even at that point, pride. I mean, you're playing because you're getting a check. And I mean, it's on the schedule at
right.
that point.
Well, the Giants didn't even want to do that. They got suspended because he said he didn't want to play in the game.
Exactly.
I mean, it was
exactly.
It means you get paid.
You get paid to play the games that are scheduled to play.
That's right.
And so meaningless for the Giants this year, but meaningless last year. Last year's game, the Giants won 19-10. This year, they won 18-10. So it's something about meaningless games against the Giants that the Redskins seemingly can't get up for. But, it's weird because when I watched the game, it literally just felt like the last game scheduled for both teams. I mean, it just didn't feel like a game that meant anything.
Right.
And it's like you said, it's easy to say, yeah, for pride, but there's nothing prideful about winning a game that doesn't mean anything. You know, because again, these guys are athletes. Yes, they want to win. Yes, there's pride involved. Yes, manhood. Yes, at the end of the day, when you play on the playground and you just want to win, yes. But you also know that there's more football going on after this, and you're not participating.
Yeah.
So when I'm listening to people on the radio, obviously not this show because we're smarter than that, but when you listen to the radio, you watch on television, it's pride involved. We got to go out there and win because, you want to get to 8-8. That's better than 7-9. You want momentum going into the offseason. 8-8, 7-9 going into the offseason, is it going to start or stop any momentum?
Right.
What are you talking about?
It's,
like, momentum means that there's energy being carried over
right.
to the next thing.
Right.
You don't carry momentum 7 months down the road.
We're going to get them. I kind of disagree with that. If it had been some serious momentum, like in the years when, the Joe Gibbs year when it started 0-5 and ended 8-8.
Right, I can dig that because there's a 5-game winning streak.
Right,
but the stuff that was going on, like, you know, they're not carrying that stuff over.
Right,
you know?
No, this is not. They're trying to see where they can not carry over, right? You know, that's what we're looking at. What can we get rid of, right? You know, what baggage can we lighten our load with when we fly a little higher?
And speaking of lightening the load and who's going to come up, who's not, we'll have some more on that in the next segment coming up, talking about Jay Gruden's comments about Kirk Cousins. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. Yeah, man, I mean, this game, you know, not quite a I feel like I was watching a college bowl game, you know, just one that happens at the end of the year. You know it's the last game, and so you're watching your teams. It didn't seem like there just wasn't any excitement in it for me.
Yeah, you know, and I got to mention real quick, you know, our Giants insider,
Rodney
Henderson. Now, he would have been with us, but there's a situation in his family. We know you're listening, Rodney. We're out here. We're praying for you. You know, we pray for you even though you're a Giants fan, man. You know, so, you know, we love you, man.
Exactly.
And, you know, when we do the season wrap up, you know you got to be a big part of it. Now, here's what I got from Rodney, right? Now, it didn't mean anything as far as, like, the one loss record, right? But they're happy that they beat Washington.
Sure.
And that they actually look at it as, what can we do next year with what we're not momentum, but more like an audition. Like, okay, we know we can count on this guy because he came to play and didn't have to. We don't know about this guy, so we're going to focus on
and
the ones
that
here.
And there had been some talk, I mean, even with Eli Apple. I mean,
this
is some big dissension in the secondary as to whether he's all there. Now, from what I hear, he's got some off-the-field issues with family and with friends. But there are guys in the secondary, man. I mean, there was an interview where one guy was like, man, I hope we don't bring him back next year. Like, that kid's got to work some stuff out in his own life. Like, if you're not here for the team, you're not here. So, yeah, I mean, it is a big audition.
Right. Well, and that's in any job, man. If you're working at McDonald's and you can't focus on the 4 hours a day you're flipping the burgers,
right?
You know, you affect everybody else.
Because I've worked at McDonald's before. Let me tell you something. There was nothing more frustrating to me than working on that front register, and I'm trying to go over to get fries for a customer, and there's no fries, one dropped any, and now we've got to wait a whole 2.5 minutes for these fries to cook. Yeah, you can't let your team down
Your job
is to make sure there's fries here. And I look back and you're just standing around looking at me.
You gotta be there to do your job, right?
Yeah.
You know, so there's that situation. In spite of all that, Giants won.
Right. No, exactly.
You know.
And so, I mean, you know, and so I don't know. I mean, the Giants have it's not a Giants show, but I mean, you know, their defense is still pretty solid.
It's not our fault.
Yeah, they suffered a ton of injuries on offense.
Bring their go ahead performer, we'd be talking more about them.
Right. So we might as well talk about the Giants. Look, pretty good defense. They had a ton of injuries on offense, too. You know, and that kind of derailed the season. Interesting to see what happens with Eli Manning there. I mean, they've got some quarterback issues going into the offseason the same way it seems like the Redskins do.
Eli's in a unique position where he can sort of not dictate, but he can help chart the course of the team right now. And it seems that he's mature enough, the way he handled all the turmoil this year, that he won't be selfish in the way he builds it. He'll be building for the future if they allow him to do it. Now, we've seen guys like Kurt Warner, who, as a matter of fact, I believe started for Eli, you know, when he first reached, you know, came to the Giants, right? We've seen a guy like extend his career and pretty much made the Hall of Fame by taking the Cardinals to the Super Bowl,
right?
After success with the Rams, right? Guys, if they had the mentality, can extend their career 4 or 5 years, right?
That's true. You know? And Eli said, I mean, he understands that he's probably going to have to compete for the job next year, and he's down with that, and he's fine. And I mean, if you're Eli, you've got to like your chances, I would assume. I mean, think about it. You've been in this system for how long? You've been the quarterback here for how, you know, someone going to come in and just quickly learn it and just basically beat you because they may be younger and maybe a little, you know, physically talented.
At some point, if they invest in a high draft pick at quarterback, they're going to have to play him.
Right.
But they don't have to play him right away.
Exactly.
Just, Carson Wentz was an anomaly. They didn't play him right away and he took off. Jared Goff didn't play right away. As a matter of fact, it was funny that the Hard Knocks thing, when they were looking at the Rams, Jared Goff had spent his whole college career taking snaps from shotgun, didn't know how to take a snap from center, right? You know? So, and the fact that they were able to bring him along slowly benefited him, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a luxury that the Giants have if they choose to go that route. The team here, the Bergen and Gold, a little bit of a different story.
Yeah, and we'll have more on that story a little bit later in the program as to what's happening with Kirk Cousins. And we'll see. Did you see that press conference or hear anything or read from it with Coach Gruden talking about the quarterback situation?
Oh, yeah. There's been press conferences, like the exit conferences. You hear so much. Gruden, particularly, I'm not going to talk about it, but I think I got a quick clip here about what they thought about what they might do next year.
Mixing some man and some zone, which is good. Some two-man and some single-high man and some lurking. Did a good job of mixing up the coverages.
Yeah, there was all kinds of gems like that.
All kinds of stuff like that. Yeah, well, good. Yeah, you got to mix some two-man in there and some lurk and stuff like that. Let's talk about it, Kevin. At 7-9, was the season? Obviously, you want to make the playoffs. You know, ultimately, everybody wants to win the Super Bowl. But given expectations for the team, whatever what you would consider realistic, was 7-9 really a failure of a season for the team?
You know, that's a trick question, man. You can say that one for fake news or not, because if your goal is 7-9, they're just where they're supposed to be. And they gave me no indication of doing anything to improve from the 7-9, the 8-8, whatever they were last year. It's all the same thing.
Right.
And there was some misinformation going on toward the end of the year. If we win these last few games, even though we're out of it, that means something. It shows we got this, we got that. No, this shows nothing. This shows you exactly where you were last year, right? So listening public, don't believe the hype, right? This is a bad football team, and they haven't showed any indication of getting better over the past few years.
Right, and it's real interesting, but again, we do this all the time on this show. I mean, we keep it real. And I don't think either one of us projected the team to win over 8 games.
No, definitely
not over 9.
I
got to check the preseason.
It was funny the way we did it. It both ended up 8-8.
Yeah.
And we came from different directions.
Right,
but
exactly.
Ended up in the same destination.
Exactly. The team is pretty much where we thought the team would be. And like you said, without any kind of inkling that the team would get better. I mean, you look at some of the moves made in the offseason, and we figured the defense would be better. I think the defense was better than expected. I think we both ended up at 8-8, and that's kind of where the team is, if you give or take a win or loss here. Was the season successful? I wouldn't say it was successful, no. Was it a complete failure? I wouldn't say a complete failure at all. I would say it was disappointing, but I don't think it was a failure of a season, because I think it just depends on where your expectations were.
Yeah.
I expected a disappointing 8-8.
So
I don't think that's successful. But I don't think it's a failure.
I'm not happy with it. Yeah. That's a shame. And we deserve more. We as fans, and we're fans, we're not, you know, yeah, we're journalists. We have inside information.
Yeah, of course.
But we're fans first and foremost, and we deserve better.
Right.
We deserve better. We don't want lip service. We don't want like fancy new screens or colorful seats at the stadium or nice places to tailgate. We want to win. We want to experience that joy that you see the Buffalo Bills locker room made the playoffs. That's just genuine joy, right?
You know, well, first time in 17 years.
That's right.
Maybe the only team in the league who had made the playoffs. Maybe them in Jacksonville. This is 2000.
I believe so. I believe that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And we want to experience that.
Right.
We want to experience that. And we don't have anything to hope for. Now the Golden Boy has been presented to us as a reason to hope somewhat. Because, you know, they've given the Golden Boy every opportunity to succeed. And statistically, Golden Boy has been...
If I'm not mistaken, he holds certain Redskins single season records, right?
Records, and yeah. But no playoff. He might be mad I'm not calling him by his name.
I got the time!
The world
right
knows
time.
Who you are, yeah. Right? You know, allegedly, right? You know, so, but you know, he's not the reason that they're 8-8. It's not his fault that they're 8-8.
Seven and nine.
Excuse me. Wishful thinking, right? You know, it's all the same thing, man.
Seven and nine, eight and eight. Yeah, either way, you don't get into the playoffs.
That's right. You don't make the playoffs, right? And that's what we're here for. It's not just about the entertainment. I can play Madden if I just want to be entertained, right? You know,
right? PlayStation 4 Madden and make the playoffs. Do that.
Let me ask you this. How do you like the Madden cam that every once in a while they'll swing the camera by and you get the view from behind the quarterback?
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I like all the different views. Yeah. I'm fine. Yeah, with it.
I got to get used to that. I'm telling you, right? Because I'm reaching for the controller all the time.
As long as like they're not the whole game, you know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, I'm down with it, man.
I'd rather they use it for the replay, though, because there's a lot of things. I being the trained football mind that I am, I'll watch, like, from the snap. I won't just automatically follow the ball. Uh-huh. I'll watch the receiver to see how he's coming out of his break. I'll watch the motion guy. I'll pick out a guy on the offensive line and watch him, right? And a lot of times with the Madden cam, the Madden view, you can't see
the
wide outs.
Really,
you can't see, like, the corners, right? You don't see what's happening. Is he, like, running a pattern? Is he freaking like he's going to block? You can't see all that.
Yeah.
So I'd rather they show that after the play as a replay. But with our wideouts, it didn't really matter if you saw them or not, right? Which is not their fault. We'll get to that later, too.
Yeah, we'll get to a lot later. Fake news and that's coming up. Also, this press conference with Jay Gruden, man, we're going to dive into that as well. That's coming up next on the Federal Football Report on Federal News Radio. It's the Federal Football Report on Federal News Radio. I'm Claude. He's Kevin. And yeah, we're wrapping up the season. Well, it's not the official wrap-up show, but I mean, since the season's over, we might as well wrap up the season. Then we'll do an overall kind of wrap-up. Yeah. The Redskins finished 7-9 after an 18-10. Very disappointing loss, by the way. Not the way you want to end the season.
Right. Now we got to make a confession now. You know, we haven't been here a couple of weeks, right?
Right.
You know, with the holidays and such and our schedules and, you know,
travel,
right, around the world. All right, we're still thinking about you, but just right here with you, right? So we're not going to mail it in, right? You know,
no, of course not. We're not going to mail it in. We want to give it everything we have.
Right. And we want to carry this momentum into the next season, right? As we always do, right? You know, we want to be there for you. So we might even extend the wrap up show. Matter of fact, we're going to reach out to a couple of our fans on Twitter, Facebook, you know, who emailed us, and we're going to invite you on the show. We're going to invite you on the show. Let you give your own wrap up of the season, right? What were your high moments? What were the low moments? What was your fake news in that situation? So, you know, at FF Rep, at Claude J Radio, at Stanfield Kevin, hit us up. Let's see what we can do.
Yeah, we don't mail it in at all.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's going to be fun.
Lots of fun.
So we've got the segment that America has just fell in love over this season. We introduced it in September, and it's time to do this. Might be our final segment. But Kevin, I think it's time for fake news or not.
It's time for fake news or not.
You already know how the show goes, how the game is played. If you don't, then we're going to trade you. Because there's no point in you staying on the team for next season if you don't
know. It's like
that guy who
recovered the point, like who's going to down the punt and just ran to the end zone. Right? Why are you on special teams? All right, good. You know how it goes.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, that was so funny. Just so funny. Well, at least the effort was there, right?
Yeah.
You didn't know what he was doing.
That's right.
Three questions. I think I'll throw in a bonus question this week.
All right, why not?
But three questions. Kevin lets me know when it's fake news. Now, one thing about the offseason is that everyone's so quick to try to jump into next season. You know, we think about what offseason moves we can make, who we can cut, who we can sign, who we can draft. And a lot of it's overreaction sometimes. And so what we're going to do is try to kind of calm the nerves a little bit. This is our end of the year. There's no need to worry edition of fake news or not. And we're going to focus on the offense. Kevin's going to let us know whether this is fake news or not. Kevin, there's no need to worry about the wide receiver position. Fake news or not?
That's actually not news. I'm going to go with that. I think what we have to worry about is the offensive coaching of the wide receiver position because the receivers they have, first of all, one of them is a quarterback. He's playing wide receiver. He's a good athlete. Yeah, but they ought to bring that to somebody's attention, right?
Yeah, maybe he could be backup quarterback. Like, why don't you try this guy at quarterback?
Let's try that. You might have an opening there pretty soon.
He played all his life.
Or, you know, try maybe an option pass or something, right? You know,
he played his whole life at quarterback. Two or three seasons at receiver.
Yeah.
Why don't you try him at what he's,
I think that, and one of the most productive receivers they have, Ryan Grant, is a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how other teams feel about him, but I really believe if they find just one guy, maybe in the draft, a burner, one guy that can stretch the field and let Dotson be more or less that possession type receiver.
The guy's kind of like Sean Jackson.
Exactly. Okay. We need the Sean Jackson type and let Doctson be the guy who cuts across the middle or the quick hitches or something, right? Maybe his average per reception would be lower, but
the ball a little bit.
Mark wasn't known for going deep all the time.
Right.
He led the league in passes, right? I mean, the whole lead in the history of the game, right? So there's a way you use what you got. So I just think if they stir up anything, it should be the coaching positions. And I think that a good draft, good free agent signing here of somebody off the somebody's practice squad, I think the receiver position will be okay.
Okay, so that's not fake news.
No, not.
Question number two. There's no need to worry about the running back position. Fake news.
That is so fake news, man. That is so fake news.
None of these running backs can seem to stay healthy.
Yeah, that's, you know, whether I don't know if that's in the question.
Rob
but
Kelly, whether it's P. Ryan.
You know, they actually addressed that situation, which we addressed maybe about 6 weeks ago. Maybe we ought to look at the training these guys are undergoing, the therapy. If we looked at it, they did. Jordan, if I could quote him, yep, that's something we got to look at there, or something like that. We got to look at what's happening there, but I think that we said at the beginning of the season none of these guys were starting anybody else's team.
Right.
None of them were. They had a guy here who, you know, runner-up for rookie of the year and led the league in rushing one time and led him. Great guy, great community guy.
Played very well at a team when he had his opportunities.
Scored touchdowns against you when you gave him a chance. Yeah. But that's, you know, that's their choice. Gruden's never been a big running back guy, but he sees with the success of these guys around the league that you got to have one of these guys. So, with the way running backs have been devalued in the league, they might be better. It might be okay to able to pick one of those up. I don't know. They're picking like 13, 14, 15 right around in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, I might be looking there with my draft pick. But, no, that's fake news,
fake
man.
That's fake news. There you is need to worry.
You just can't pick a guy up off the street and have him start in the next week.
Right.
That ain't happening. That should not happen with your team.
No,
or anybody's
a professional
team.
Football team was looking to win. All right, and the final fake news in our question before we get to the bonus question. There's no need to worry at the quarterback position. Fake news or not?
No, that's that's a good one, right? You know, worry. That's a trick question, is what that is, right? Uh-huh. No, that's news. That's news. That's right.
So there's no need to worry about the quarterback.
No need to worry because here's the thing. And you listen to Gruden talk, and he'll have his opportunity to prove himself. When Gruden came in, the whole reason he did this thing with Kirk was he had a system. Mm-hmm. He figured that Kirk was the right quarterback for his system. Mm-hmm. And right now, Kirk has been getting all the accolades, the little boy out in the, in L.A., Sean McVay, right, after he left the prom.
Boy in L.A.
Yeah, he's been getting all the accolades, but everybody forgot about Gruden's system, right? I say with the radio air quotes system, right? And Gruden's got to believe in his heart and heart. It is his system, right? He probably believes that he could, like, get a trained chimp to come in off
and run his
system, right? You know, all you got to do is go where I tell you to go with the ball, right? You know? So I don't think there's need to worry because I think the coach has something to prove here. And I think that, you know,
so whether they re-sign Kurt or they bring him back or not, you think there's no need to worry?
No need to worry.
Interesting.
No need to worry.
And we'll get back to that in 1 second.
Yeah.
But that's just an overall observation of fake news or not. Despite finishing 7-9, the 18-10 loss at the Giants was very disappointing. The team itself did not quit. They played to the end.
I think that's news. That's not fake news there. Nobody quit. I think that there were some grumblings and rumblings and stuff, but that's
normal when you
lose.
That's
normal with this team.
Everybody's
right?
Happy when you're winning.
That's right. And then the same people grumble when you lose, right? You know, which, you know, as we talk about the history of this thing, you know, I guess it matters who grumbles, right? You know, are there your leaders that are grumbling, or is it some guy like, I like it when guys who hit people grumble, right? Because you want them mad. Like, I want Zach Brown to be grumbling, right?
Right.
You know,
when somebody
come across the middle, right? You know, I want Ryan Kerrigan to be grumbling, right? Which he doesn't do a lot of because it's just not his nature,
style,
right?
Yeah.
You know, but you need some grumblers, right? You know, so, you know, if guys believe they can do better, and if it's in themselves to do better than they did, that's a good thing. But you want that to be the overall feeling of your team. You don't want some guys to say, oh, well, we did the best we could.
Right.
But you got to say, oh, man, we could have done better.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
You know, because it can't be that much difference in talent of the Burgundy and Gold and the Buffalo Bills.
Sure. Right. You're right.
That much of a difference. They're six linebackers. Can't be that much better than us, six
absolutely.
Linebackers,
absolutely.
Right? You know,
right.
It
right.
just can't be that much better, right? And I don't even know who's playing wide receiver for Buffalo.
I could not tell you if they walked in here with a name tag.
That's
on.
Right. But you know what? Their wide receiver is going to be in the playoffs.
Right.
Right. You know, that's
a good point.
That's true. I believe. I'm not sure. Isn't Bakari Rambo on that team? He was.
I'm not sure if he's still on.
Yeah. We'll have to look that up. Yeah. We'll have some of our staff look that up.
Yeah. We'll get somebody from research.
Yeah. But no, man. That's not fake news. They're not a disappointment. They're the Dennis Green. They are what we thought they are.
Right.
You know, we just have to analyze the same people over and over and over again. And we didn't even hope they get better. We just knew.
Right. No. Right.
How
right,
come anybody
right.
else knew?
Yeah, I don't
understand.
I mean, we predicted this. I'm not even sure anyone's disappointed.
Yep,
fake news tonight, everybody. What a successful season with that.
Not fake news. Yeah, that was a success.
That segment was a great success.
We had no idea
that it would be so popular.
That's right.
But in these political climate times, it is what it is.
That's right.
Anyway, let's get to this press conference. Some things that stood out to me. Jay Gruden talking about the quarterback. Talking about Kurt, he says he's been in the system for a while. You can see. Oh no, he's talking about Colt. He says he's been in the system for a while. You can see him do some things. We're not appointing anybody a starting quarterback now. I'm not saying Colt is the heir apparent, you know, as if Kurt's already gone, and he'll start tomorrow. I just know Colt has been in the building, and I'm glad he's been in the building, right? He's been in the building, that would help if you're the backup quarterback to be in the building. And I have total faith that if he was given the opportunity, he'd be ready to produce. That's how I feel about Colt. We're not going to give him the keys right now. Here's the interesting thing. We're still trying to work things out with the other quarterback. And hopefully things will work out, but I know Colt is ready to play. And that whole phrase, he talks Colt, then referring to Kurt, he calls him the other quarterback. What in the world? That's like, you know, we love what we do here at Federal News Radio. And that's like if I was offered an opportunity to do this show somewhere else, we say, yeah, you know, we liked this radio station, that station, this station, but we've got to work things out with the other station. One you're currently on.
The one who gave us a show.
Exactly. It's like, what are you talking about? Couldn't you just say we got to work things out with Kurt? We got to work things out with Cousins? You know, what are you talking about? The other quarterback, the other guy.
There's something very, very, very deep right here.
You know what would happen to me if I told my wife and referred to her as the other woman? If I called my wife the other woman, she'd kill me.
Yeah, I know.
Is any other woman.
Yeah,
I was comparing the situation.
We would never do. So,
no, of course not.
That's, you know what? It's poetic justice in a way, because the move Gruden made when he came here and there was the political grumblings about RG3 mm-hmm. And remember the incident like in the preseason where they had their third string offensive line against the Ravens first stringers, and it was a mysterious concussion that may or may not have happened.
Right.
He
mm-hmm.
did whatever he could to give Kirk Cousins that job.
Sure.
And
absolutely.
He told Kirk, I'm going to give you this job. I wasn't in the room, but it had to be this way. I'm going to give you this job. I'm going to give you security of knowing that you're going to have this job. I'm going to give you so much security. We're going to make RG3 inactive
mm-hmm.
so you don't have to look over your shoulder.
Yep.
Because I believe in you, and I'm putting my career on you, because if you fail, we're both gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
After all that, when it gets time for Kirk to say, I appreciate the faith this organization has shown in me.
I'm going to sign.
I appreciate the chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we're going to work this out, but we're going to think about football. Kirk doesn't do that.
Right.
Kirk leaves him hanging, So after he did all that, right, Kirk does that to Gruden. And Gruden's got to feel that pain.
So now he calls him the other quarterback.
Right. So now, you know, give me another quarterback.
I can dig that. I didn't think about that. But, Jay, like, hey, I believed in you. I gave you the shot. We didn't have the shot when the owner didn't even want to give you the shot. And now you don't resign.
And
now you're not, you know, showing.
Not. an open competition for the job. Mm-hmm. Didn't like give you because of the chance you might not win. Something might happen and you might not win. We gave you this job.
Right.
And they gave you every opportunity. Need an offensive line? Griffin need one too. But we're going to draft an offensive lineman first, right? You know?
Right.
This is what we're going to do, right?
You know? That's a good point.
Our friend Bram Weinstein had an eloquent statement on his show yesterday about Kirk and this mythology that he's being mistreated. Mm-hmm. Kirk is doing exactly what the NFL Players Association put in place by creating the franchise tag.
Right, right.
By tagging him, he gets paid an average of the top five people in his position.
How is
that hurting Kirk? Because you know what? I'm pretty sure that the top five people in that position are in the playoffs right now.
Right. Yeah. There you go.
We'll look that up, right? Yeah. So, I'm feeling for Gruden. He's becoming the master swordsman, parry, thrust, touche.
Well, yeah, no, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. That's a really good point, Kevin. And to go on, Gruden says when asked about Kirk Cousins' play or whatever, he says it's hard to say. Wow, this guy was really outstanding. Kurt has had flashes where he was really good from a consistent standpoint over the course of 16 games, but we're 7-9. He did some great things, threw for over 4,000 yards and touchdowns. He had 27 touchdowns. He's a very, very good quarterback without a doubt. But as far as getting us over the hump from 7-9 to winning the division with all the injuries we had, he competed and did some good things. But he got a point. We're 7-9. Like, he played fine, but at the end of the day, the team is 7-9.
That's right.
But some would go the same way that's actually proof that you need to keep this guy because he was able to get you to 7-9 without any running backs and without any receivers. Like, who in the world was he throwing the ball to? I mean, we know these guys because we're here, but I don't know, man. I mean, it seems like he's ready to part ways with Kurt.
Yeah, it seems that way to me. And he's pretty much saying what we've said all along. Yeah, statistically, he's great. Now, if you're playing fantasy football. That a lot.
I mean, remember even it was a 49ers game where it was almost like between a rock and a hard place or catch 22, where we're like, man, do you really want to start over like the 49ers? This is pre Garoppolo, the Garoppolo trade, but do you really want to start over where you have Hoyer, you in a situation where you have quarterbacks comparable to Hoyer, who, you know, a journeyman veteran, like one who they have on the team now, backing up Kurt, or a rookie like Beathard, who is just not ready to play,
and those are your
choices, or a Kirk Cousins. Of course, you would say on the surface, Kurt would be a better choice. But it isn't like they blew the brakes off the 49ers. They won in a close game. And so it's like, well, is he really that much of a difference in between the two?
Plus.
And they finished 7-9.
7-9. They're not too good. Yeah. 7-9. Yeah. You know, Gruden has never been one of my favorites. I didn't think he was the best choice to come here as the head coach. But, you know, he's been consistent. You know, he's been the same thing. You know, he does those little digs in. He did it about Robert when he was ready to bench Robert.
Yeah,
he just like unloaded.
Remember the press conference where he just kind of went down the line, the list of everything that he felt RG3 was bad.
Yeah, something you've never heard any coach do about a quarterback before.
He's just literally going down the line on this guy as far as what he was getting wrong.
Right, so his mind was made up, right? You know, so. You know, let's see how the Golden Boy can take it, right? You know, let's see how, and the Golden Boy's fans, you know, because we've been here before. We've seen this, You know, so, and, you know, the way Robert handled it, he didn't say anything. You know, who knows what it was like in the locker room publicly. He didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. He on the sideline, he was there at every game, was clapping when the team did well, right? He was there when the quarterback and the coach were talking. Mm-hmm. He was there. Let's see how Golden Boy handles this
Let's see it. Well, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in a few moments to wrap up this program. This is the Federal Football Report on Federal News Radio. Welcome back to the Federal Football Report on Federal News Radio. Kevin Stanfield in studio, Claude Jennings in studio, and you on the other end, whether it's online, on your phone, or app, or radio, however you're listening, we're thankful that you're listening and been listening all season long. Kevin, I have a question. Before we start talking about football again, apparently we're in for some bad weather here on the East Coast. I mean, it's been cold here in D.C., in case you're listening in California or wherever else. It's been cold here in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And apparently there's some cold weather moving up the East Coast, and it says that we might end up having a bomb cyclone.
A bomb cyclone.
Have you heard of that before?
No. And I'm glad you bring that up.
What
because
is
it
that?
Seems like every
I have
year.
The scientific definition, by the way.
Oh,
but
yeah. Well, yeah, I want to hear. Let's hear the definition.
So it's like a winter hurricane. It says that it happens when a weather system undergoes a rapid drop in atmospheric pressure and quickly intensifies.
Yeah.
Bomb cyclone.
Right. Here's what it is, man.
And that's what we're
it's, for. It's two or three dudes sitting in a room. I would venture to say, and you know, not trying to promote any type of racial disharmony.
Uh-huh.
Young white dudes sitting in a room somewhere, probably a college campus, did not have dates for New Year's. And endeavor to just make up a word. Because there has never been in the lexicon of the weather
heard
that expression
a,
before
yeah,
this year.
A bomb cyclone.
And they do it
what?
All the, they do it every year.
Like remember, when we had the derecho.
The derecho came out of nowhere.
I never heard
never.
Of a derecho.
And 2 years ago, the polar vortex, right?
Right.
And they tried to bring that back, right?
You're right, yeah.
A bomb cyclone.
Right.
What in the world?
What is
come
a
on, man.
I mean, at first I thought that was, because I saw it on NBC News on Twitter, and at first I thought that was President Trump tweeting about it. Some bomb or something, or you know, whose nuclear button's bigger? You know, but it wasn't. It was legit NBC news.
You know, but I could
talking
be
about
wrong.
A bomb cyclone. I never heard of it before.
In a sense of racial harmony, it might be wrong. It might be a couple of brothers at Howard saying, "Man, that's a bomb cyclone."
Right. Yeah. For those who aren't familiar with that vernacular,
yes.
Bomb.
So,
you know, a few years ago, we would use that to describe good.
Yes,
and
that's
so
right.
Bomb
that's
cyclone,
right. So
that's
it could
a good
be anything.
Cyclone.
Could
so
be happening.
Anything.
But they're just making up stuff about the weather, man. They don't have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, a large storm at the East Coast, breaking low temperatures across the country, expected to become a bomb cyclone.
Yes, that's crazy,
cyclone,
man. You know, they might not do anything. They can say, man, that is a translucent sandwich off the edge of the coast, right? You know, come on. What are they doing?
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
What is that?
I just never heard of it before. It's so weird. Anyway, it's the Federal Football Report on Federal News Radio. Speaking of cold weather, you've got a story about cold weather and car tires.
Yeah, you know, it has been cold. I know you. We got a lot of listeners in Abu Dhabi, and they, you know, I know what it's like out there, right? As well as Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, where I was 2 weeks ago. And average 83 degrees. And when it rained, this is no exaggeration.
Uh-huh.
Torrential downpour, no more than 5 minutes.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
It was very, very nice. Not quite what we're having right here at home
no.
right now, you know. And the cold, affects you in different ways. By the way, if you're not a home owner, open one of your faucets, have a trickle of water to relieve the pressure in the pipes, because you see all these,
pipes bursting
yeah, all,
and
all
yeah,
over the place. All,
not
all
and
over
it's
the place.
Not
yeah.
a fun
situation. So you
situation.
Can do that. You relieve the pressure. You promote the water flow. Open up a faucet, cold preferably, and just let it run. Release some of that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have too many of these bursts out there. Anyway, it's affecting. I have an older vehicle, older SUV. It's affecting the shocks. I guess there's some type of gas system in there,
mm-hmm.
and they just aren't working the way they're supposed to. And I hit a bump, and the back of it is bouncing like, you know, Sweet Georgia Brown, that type deal, right? So I'm on the way over to the studio to record the show, and I said, well, I need to stop, maybe put some air in the tires, uh-huh. you know, check the pressure and stuff. Have no cash on me, right? I figured I'd go get a guy, a dollar, gives me $4.
Yeah, and you're good to
have
go.
Have no cash on me. That's okay. Money in the bank, credit cards and stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing
plenty of money. Just ain't got nothing on me to do what I got to do.
That's right.
Wow.
My kingdom, I'd give somebody a quarter, my credit card, just give you the whole card
yeah.
for $4.
Right.
$4 is like gold.
Yeah, at
right
that point,
me,
sure.
Right? You know,
yeah, I got caught like that one time. And so from now on, I usually keep $3 to $4 of quarters. In my little, like, not the glove compartment, but I have a little compartment to the left of
yeah.
the steering wheel between the door and the steering wheel.
Right.
I can just pull it out, and I always keep $3 to $4 of quarters in there just in case I need to do just what you talked about, get some air in my tires.
After I bounce home tonight,
right.
I'm going to do that.
Right. Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. And by the way, speaking of the cold weather, keep the, you know, the faucet, you know, run a little bit in any bus tires. We also, bus pipes. We don't want your tires, you know, going flat out there either.
Right.
But also be sure to bring your pets indoors.
Oh, please.
Please bring your pets indoors. Here's, you know, and I heard a professional, I believe it was on WTOP, one of our favorite stations,
by
the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about, you know, if it's too cold for you to be outside for 5 minutes without anything on, it's probably too cold for your pets to be outside. Please don't leave your pets outside. Please don't leave your pets outdoors.
Right. You Although my dog has a fur, nice fur coat that I don't have, right? But yeah, but bring him inside anyway.
Bring him inside.
Anyway. That's general principle.
So, yeah. You know, we talked a lot about Kirk Cousins, whether he's coming back, Jay Gruden. You know, it's interesting because once the season ends, you see a lot of coaches getting fired, and you see some where you kind of expect it. I mean, you could expect Caldwell to get fired, right? I mean, you kind of saw that coming. You saw Pagano. You kind of figured he'd get fired as well. But something shocked us. And I didn't realize it's been 15 years that Marvin Lewis has been in Cincinnati. 15 years. Yeah,
that's amazing.
And, you know, they had, well, I'll put it this way. He has taken them from being the laughingstock of the league, you know, to, you know, a couple of playoff appearances and things like that.
Yes. No playoff victories.
No playoff victories.
In 15 years.
No playoff victories. No AFC championships. I mean, the last time that happened, Boomer Esiason. Well, Boomer took him to the Super Bowl. But,
And
I figured he'd be out, you know.
Yeah.
No, two-year extension.
A two-year extension.
I thought that I was reading fake Twitter. I thought I was reading fake news. That would have been good on fake news or not. I thought it was fake news.
See, I heard a report a couple of weeks ago that it was pretty much resigned and Marvin was going to, like, and the quote I read said, pursue other opportunities, right?
Yeah.
You know, I thought it means he pursued me. He was going to be chased out of town,
Well, maybe he still is pursuing other opportunities. Like, not in football. I was talking about it elsewhere, but I'm still going to coach the team.
Yeah, but maybe I'm looking at this the wrong way. Maybe it's not like, you know, that he wants to be there. Maybe it's like a prison sentence, man. This might be like Morgan Freeman in Shawshank.
Yeah, right.
You know, he comes up for parole. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm good.
Right.
I'll do anything, you know.
No,
I'll leave.
Man.
And then, boom, snap, two more years, right? You know,
it's just so weird.
Everything that happens with their team, like the violence in the game.
Funny
like
you mentioned jail sentence. I mean, it's like the Bengals seem to be like so out of control with their players, and there's always some kind of controversy. And
but you know, and everybody seems to be okay with it. But you know, hey.
People aren't okay with that. You know, I think if you look on social media, a lot of the people in the Bengals, or like the Bengals chat rooms and things like that, or Bengals groups on Twitter and stuff, going nuts. They're going nuts. Same thing in Dallas. A lot of guys in the Dallas, who follow Dallas on Twitter and all those fan groups, going crazy.
Because nobody's been fired.
Yeah, right. They want Jason Garrett gone, and you know, Jerry's not going to do that. He can just tell him what to do, and he'll do anything Jerry tells him to do.
I guess the big surprise to me was Jim Caldwell, because I believe the Lions had a 9-7 record. What would we do for a 9-7 record at this time, right? You know? And, you know, it's just that their team was a bad call
I think the issue is, you know, maybe they want, they feel they have a team that he should be able to get them over the top, you know?
Well, what I heard, you know, from my sources, the new GM up there, and I don't, his name escaped me, the one who took over for Martin Mayhew, has friends in the industry, and he's looking to get some of his friends in there, right? So Marv pretty much had to, pretty much like Dusty Baker was around here, right? You know, you didn't win at all, Dusty. We don't care how good a job you did.
So we got to get
somebody else in here, right?
It's crazy.
It's kind of unfortunate.
And what's interesting, too, is the Oakland Raiders situation. Apparently now they're trying to get John Gruden, and the reports say that they are also offering partial ownership, or like ownership stake, too, as well. And I'm just thinking to myself, you know, and I like John Gruden, you know, but is he really that good of a guy? Like, he's a hot commodity. You know how sometimes, you know, you do just another, like, you know, he won a Super Bowl with Tony Dungy's team, by the way.
Yes.
He wins a Super Bowl with Dungy's team. He's going to be a decent coach. And then he goes off to the booth. And I felt like the further away he got from the game, the more the legend grew of John Gruden. I'm not sure. Like, is he really that great of a coach? Like, they're acting like he's, you know, like the second coming of,
you know,
Parcells or something.
There have been two coaches in the NFL that I've said have been the most overrated coaches in existence. One was Jimmy Johnson, mainly because of the Herschel Walker deal that landed him Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin, right?
You know,
right after that, Barry Switzer came in and won the Super Bowl. Right, you know. So, and then John Gruden, because of what Tony Dungy did to build that team from the laughing stock of the league.
Right.
To a defensive powerhouse.
Right, right,
Which won the Super Bowl because they had a nobody at quarterback.
Yeah.
They had.
Was that Brad Johnson who won the Super Bowl with them?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, well, he wasn't really a nobody. Let me take it back. He was a good
quarterback. But I mean, he wasn't like, yeah. I mean, yeah, he was about a superstar here.
Right, right. He cost us some playoff games. So, but yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. You know, that's, yeah, you know, good. They hope they get what they deserve, right?
John Gruden.
Coaching ain't nothing. I can come out the booth, you know. And
yeah.
It was so funny. You know, we both were familiar with Kornheiser, and Kornheiser was moved out for Gruden. There was a running joke that everything that happened bad in Tony's life, we call it the Gruden effect, right? You know, so I started this rumor that Tony's gonna come back
to Monday Night Football. Oh, yeah, I saw that on Twitter.
Come back, and people were starting to respond to it, right?
Yeah,
Tony, don't hate me for that, right? You know, I'm sure they'll make it worth your while, but you know, Tony don't fly, right?
Right,
so we figured they'd build a bullet train,
yeah, exactly. One of these high speed light rail trains that can go across the country in 30 minutes.
You know, God, what is Tirico gonna do without Gruden, though? Man, you know, it's like, right. What's he gonna do? He was singing "Baby Come Back."
I think Tirico will be fine, right?
That's not Tirico. I mean,
Tirico was let go last year. But the point is that I'm just not sure if he's like. I think he's overhyped as a coach.
Very much.
You know, whatever.
As a broadcaster, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, but as a person, I'm sure he's a great guy.
I'm sure he's a wonderful person.
And that's what it's all about. People, right?
Right. And you're a great guy. This is a great show. It's the Federal Football Report on television.
He might get on and say, man, those guys can't do radio, you know. You know, you got one guy over there talking about the thing, the other guy. They got a guy over here, a guy over there. Those two guys get together, they start talking, man, and they be talking for an hour, right? You know, he might not like that.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't, you know.
I think it's a great show,
I think so. I think it's a great show. So the season comes to an end. Just a couple of things I want to ask, and it's almost like it's another segment of fake news now, but it's not. But just a couple of questions, and it's better than expected, as I expected, or worse than I expected. I'm just going to say 3 to 4 things. Tell me.
All right.
The defense, better than expected, as you expected, worse than you expected.
Worse than I expected.
The defense was worse than you
worse
expected.
Worse than I expected.
Wow.
Because I thought that with a healthy Junior Gallette, he would wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. He didn't play a whole lot, right? You know,
he was healthy.
Yeah, the injuries did a big number on them, right? You know, the decimated. It looked like the 3-4 is finally starting to work, right? Mm-hmm. You know, with the kid from Alabama in the middle and I didn't play. You know, I thought it was really going to happen. But you know, and that's, you know, when the front breaks down, that it leaves your secondary out on the island. So worse than I expected.
Okay, defense worse than you expected.
Yep.
Offense better than you expected. About what you expected. Worse than you expected.
About what I expected. With no notable running back, you can't really have a running game that you depend on.
Now, let me add to this, as you're saying this, if people listen to this program, which I'm sure they do because they're listening now and they hear they know that we had issues with the moves at wide receiver and the moves at running back coming into the season, and we're always leery of Jordan Reed, who I think missed 10 games this year, Go ahead.
So
when you say as expected, they didn't do great this year, but we expect them to be great.
You know, they still haven't answered the question of why the two 2,000-yard receivers last year, once the free agency approached, they were gone in like 30 seconds.
Right,
you know?
Right.
They were fast and furious. They were out.
They were
No one's answered that question.
Don't want to come back.
So, yeah, there's something happening there. So until they fix that, about what we expected.
Okay. And special teams, better than you expected, as you expected, worse than you expected.
A little worse than I expected. Mm-hmm. I think that...
Why do they turn the ball over so much on special teams?
Because they don't practice it.
I just don't understand. Like, you know, the special teams can be fine if you just don't turn the ball over. And when you're, you know, punting the ball, if you're able to give your all... And you know, Tress Wade's pretty good. He's fine. But there were so many turnovers on special teams this season.
They don't have a return specialist.
Right.
They have guys doing double duty, right? They need a guy who's dedicated to that. I don't know with the 53-man roster if they can afford to do it. But they need to find a way. Well,
they didn't waste a roster pick on a receiver who's a quarterback. Maybe they could have found someone who's a cornerback or receiver who specializes
They should have taken up two positions with one guy, so there should be an open spot somewhere.
Exactly. Well,
so I guess they did. Remember they had, what was the quarterback who was in Philly now, probably laughing. The quarterback they had, the rookie or the second year guy, I forget his name, had a weird name. But anyway, they could use this spot. But yeah, that's a problem with special teams. And you need a guy who wants to be known as the special teams guy, who knows that he can make their mark doing that. And until that happens, until somebody from the outside can go to inside this thing and tell these guys, yeah, this is what we need to do. It's not going to change.
Not going to change.
We're going to 7-9 again. Man.
And we talked about it before. The Redskins, when we looked at it better than expected, as expected, worse than expected, they were just as we expected. Around 8-8. Missed the playoffs.
You know, somebody might say they were what we thought they were.
They were what we thought they were. We're trying to be what you think we are, which is a quality radio program, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back and close the season. Don't forget, if you want to be on the final show this season, hit us up on Twitter at FFRep, at Stanfield Kevin, at Claude J Radio. We'd love to have you on. It's been a beautiful season. We're going to wrap it up on the next show on the Federal Football Report.